This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
And with that opening statement, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in the United States House of Representatives, Jerry Nadler, explained what he feels is the need for expediency.
The integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now.
Those two impeachment charges against President Trump accuse him of abuse of power and obstruction of justice in pressuring Ukraine to help him attack his 2020 election rivals. The charges, if approved by the House of Representatives in a vote expected next week, would make President Trump only the third U.S. president to be impeached and placed on trial in the Senate. Meanwhile, President Trump criticized FBI Director Christopher Wray on Tuesday, one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partisanship when the FBI started investigating communications between then-candidate Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in 2016. Mr. Wray said in an ABC News interview on Monday that the inspector general found that the investigation was opened with appropriate predication and authorization. He was asked about Attorney General Barr insisting that the FBI did spy on President Trump's campaign.
I think my responsibility is to stay focused on our work and to speak truthfully and completely about the information I have to call.
This